All right. We want to hook you up with a couple of day passes to Lerone. And we've got Jennifer, who's on her way to work in Westmount this morning. And you want to win those passes, right?
Yes, I do.
I said, do you have kids that you want to take? And you said, nah, it's for me and my husband. I love it. All right, Jennifer, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. You know how the game works?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer, what is Picasso's first name?
Pablo.
Who is the villain in The Lion King?
Pass.
What family of lizards is notable for being able to change colors?
Chameleon.
What kind of math deals with the lengths and angles of triangles?
Pass.
What do you call a person equally capable with either hand?
Ambidextrous.
Who is the villain in The Lion King?
Scar.
Ooh, very nice work, Jennifer.
There's a little help in the background. That's okay, though.
Is that your husband?
That's my husband, yes.
Oh, amazing. He really wants to go to Lerone. I like it.
Whatever it takes.
You said your son just moved out a week ago, right?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow. So you guys are a new life for the two of you.
Yeah, we're back to day one.
Oh, yeah. I like that. You're dating again.
My husband says clothing optional now. Oh.
Whoa. He's been waiting for this for years.
All right, Sam, say good morning to Jennifer.
What did I miss?
She might or might not be naked right now.
Okay, great. Already in her place.
She did really well with no clothes on, so right. You're going to have to keep your clothes on while you answer the question. So.
Yeah,
okay.
Do.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
What is Picasso's first name?
Pablo.
Who is the villain in The Lion King?
Scar.
What family of lizards is notable for being able to change colors?
Pass.
What kind of math deals with lengths and angles of triangles?
Pass.
What do you call a person equally capable with either hand?
Ambidextrous.
What family of lizards is notable for being able to change colors?
Pass. And the math question, I think, is trigonometry.
And the lizards?
The lizard, I don't know, let's go,
Okay, let's see how you guys make it.
The chameleon. Oh, no.
Time up.
Okay.
All right, what is Picasso's first name? It's Pablo. You were both correct on that one. Scar is the villain in Lion King. You both knew that.
Ooh.
The family of lizards that's notable for being able to change colors is chameleon.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Jennifer was correct on that Ooh. One. Nice work. What kind of math deals with lengths and angles of triangles? It's trigonometry, and Sam was correct on that one. And what do you call a person equally capable with either hand? It's ambidextrous. You were both correct on that one, which means we've got a tiebreaker this morning.
Okay.
Haven't had one in a while.
Tiebreaker. Nice. Sam normally loses on these. I just made that up, but I'm hoping. All right, Sam's going to leave the room. You guys know how the tiebreaker works?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. You only have 10 seconds? Five seconds to answer. Why do I always forget that?
Because it's been a while.
It's been a while. 5 seconds. The answer is a number. Whoever comes closest is going to be the winner, okay?
Yes.
All right. Jennifer, how many lines are in a sonnet? Quick.
50.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to bring Sam back in.
No, I wouldn't know either.
We'll ask him the same question. Whew. Sam, I almost forgot how the tiebreaker works. It's been a while.
That makes one of us.
You get 1 second to answer.
No.
All right. He's paying attention.
Changing the rules on us.
All right. Sam, how many lines are in a sonnet?
14.
He's right.
Of course.
Oh.
Do I get the $100 like the Price is Right when you get it right on the money?
You said you studied Shakespeare.
I did.
Jennifer, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I came close.
You came very close. I was very impressed, actually. So try again soon, okay?
I will.
All right. And enjoy your new relationship.
Your nudity.
Yes, I will.
And put some clothes back on, for God's sake.
That's right, and win 4 tickets to the advanced screening of Toy Story 4 happening on June 19th. Now, we've got Margaret and Rebecca playing against Sam this morning, and I won't lie, you guys have me feeling a little emotional this morning.
We're rather emotional, too. We're so excited. My hands are shaking.
All right, so tell us your story. You said you've been listening. You haven't basically missed a day, a morning of Are You Smarter Than Sam?
Well, my daughter goes to Vanguard School in St. Laurent, and we live in DDO. So every morning for the last 2 years, we've done the drive-in.
Oh, wow.
And we always listen to Smarter Than Sam. And I'm pretty sure when we get to the parking, there's a few other moms waiting to listen, too. So,
of course.
We're down to our last few days before we head to Ottawa, and my daughter said, you know, Mom, we've got to try. We've got to try. We're almost out of time.
Oh, so no, you're leaving us.
Tried and- it's a good thing.
Yeah. So. You're moving to Ottawa. You said you met the love of your life, so you and your kids are going to go give it a try in the capital.
That's right.
Okay, see, I'm emotional right now. I can't. Okay, well, Margaret, I'm so excited and happy that you guys got in this morning. You said you have 4 more days of being in Montreal and listening, right?
Yes.
Okay, you can listen online or on our app while you're
That's true.
Ottawa, okay? Just so you know, if you're ever missing home. If you, when you're missing Montreal.
Which we know you will.
I will. It's bittersweet. I can tell you that right now.
I totally get it. I have chills right now. All right, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. Andy.
Okay, let's do this, Margaret.
While I cry over here.
While Nikki tries to compose herself. Here we go. The Tribe Has Spoken is from what TV reality show?
Survivor.
What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
This email provider's logo is in the shape of an envelope with an M on it.
Google.
What actress is married to singer Keith Urban?
Nicole Kidman.
A bump on a ski hill or a name for a business tycoon is a what?
A mogul.
Nice work. Very nice work.
Well done, yeah.
Margaret, I'm impressed. All right, Sam's making his way back in here.
We just got a text. She is amazing.
I know. All right, Sam, you're up against Margaret and Rebecca. They're actually moving to Ottawa in just a few days.
Oh.
And they've listened to every single episode, every single segment of Are You Smarter Than Sam? And this is the first time they've actually gotten into play.
Well, thank you so much for listening for all those years. It means a lot. Unfortunately, it's going to be a long drive to Ottawa after this loss.
Oh, my
I'm sorry.
God.
Call it a shot.
He's so cool.
Just a fair warning.
All right. Cruelty. All right, 30 seconds on the clock for this guy.
Okay.
The Tribe Has Spoken is from what TV reality show?
Survivor.
What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
This email provider's logo is in the shape of an envelope with an M on it.
Gmail.
What actress is married to singer Keith Urban?
Nicole Kidman.
A bump on a ski hill or a name for a business tycoon is a what?
Mogul.
That's our time.
Ugh. I was like, don't do it.
Well, I used to be a ski instructor. Come on.
Yeah.
I know what a mogul is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sure you did. He used to be everything.
That's right. Still
I also
everything.
Used to be a business tycoon.
Oh, yeah. He did everything.
No, I gave up on that a long time ago.
He's done everything in his 30 years. All right. Let's see how you guys made out. The Tribe Has Spoken is from what TV reality show?
Survivor.
Yeah, you're both correct on that one. The capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Yes, you both got that right.
All right.
This email provider's logo is in the shape of an envelope with an M on it, and it's actually Gmail, Margaret.
Nah.
You said Google.
Nah.
I know.
Oh, Google is Gmail.
Google, it is? Oh, it counts.
Counts. That's Google's email.
Oh,
yeah, it's Gmail.
Yeah. Oh, my
See,
God.
We're learning something
I'm
today.
I'm happy here again now. This has been an emotional 2 minutes.
See how Sam gave that to her, too?
Yeah.
Very, very nice of you.
Good. I've been crying. I've been laughing. There's a lot happening here. Let's continue. Nice work, then. We're tied. What actress is married to singer Keith Urban? It's Nicole Kidman. You were both correct on that one. And the final question, a bump on a ski hill or a business tycoon is a what? It's a mogul, and you were both correct.
Ooh.
So we've got a tie break right.
They both ran the table. Ooh. Nicely done.
All right. This is great news. All right, Margaret and Rebecca, we've got 5 seconds on the clock. The question is going to have an answer that is a number, so whoever comes closest is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Margaret and Rebecca, how many windows are in Buckingham Palace?
5,000
windows. Okay. We're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the same question. Sam, you ready?
Born ready.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sam. How many windows are in Buckingham Palace?
Let's go 1,600.
1,600? Final answer?
Yeah, because they're big windows too, right? They're like long and
I would
it's
let
a
you
big place.
I would let you change your answer if you want. I'm feeling friendly.
What did I say? 1,600?
Mm-hmm. 1,601. Oh, excuse us. What price is right there?
All right. And you said 5,000, right, Margaret?
Sounds like a lot.
5,000, yeah. The answer is 760.
Oh,
so,
no.
Unfortunately. Oh.
Down to the wire.
Oh, Margaret, that one hurt. All of we're getting so many texts at 92925. Like, all of Montreal was pulling for you this morning.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh.
Even me.
You
I was
know what?
For you.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Good.
It was a lot of fun having you on, and we wish you the best of luck with your new adventure and your new life in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting us try.
Oh, thank you so much.
We almost got you, Sam.
Yeah. Almost.
A good story for the road.
There you go.
All right, safe travels, and I know you'll be back to visit because Ottawa's just not quite as fun as Montreal. It's a great city, though.
Nowhere near as fun.
It's a wonderful city. Enjoy. Good luck, okay?
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, we love you guys. Bye.
Bye.